Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Happy Monday morning and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I'm so excited to be here today. This has been quite a busy week. So I just finished an interview with Janice Underwood. She is just one of the best interviewers I think I've ever had. She's amazing. Just so sweet and kind. And that link is available on my Facebook page and on my website. That's so you can go back and listen to the show if you so choose. Last week, I did an interview with Dr. Bree Gibbs, and I did an interview with a couple weeks ago, AJ from My Seven Chakras. And last week, I also recorded my first episode, my first TV show, Healing with Tony. So very exciting stuff going on, lots of progress being made, very grateful and excited for life in general. One of the things I'm most grateful for is you listening to this show and the callers that call in. If you would like to call in, do you have a question you'd like to ask, someone you'd like to connect with on the other side? The number is 858-365-5593. Go ahead, call now. And while you're calling in, I'm going to go to the first caller, and that is area code 256. 256. Hello, 256. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. This is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. How can I help you?
Well, my question is about career. I've been teaching for about 14 years, and I'm looking for another avenue of income because I no longer want to teach. And I've been thinking about school as well, and I just want to know what you get.
Yeah, when you say I've been thinking about school, I heard a really loud yes, like do that. Absolutely. It's going to take you to the next level, and it is going to be very, very empowering for you if you do that. Now, do you know what you want to study in school?
Well, I've talked to you before, and I applied to PA school. And because I had healings with you, and you said you saw acupuncture, but I've applied to PA school. Just anything in the healing field, because that's what I'm passionate about.
Okay, then you know what? No matter, you know, we at different stages, we go into different areas. So if you have applied to PA school and you get in, that is beautiful. I feel like you will. It might take I feel like there's going to be some things you're really going to have to present well to get into PA school, but I feel like that's not going to be an issue. And I feel like that will be a very strong path for you. Now, they can, when they brought up acupuncture, maybe they were saying maybe you should think about an acupuncture session. But I do feel like acupuncture is going to be a part of your future in some way still. So what, but if you're going, whatever you feel very passionate about is what you should follow. Okay?
Okay.
Excellent. I think the PA school is going to be awesome, and I feel like you will do very, very well. Yes.
Okay.
Hello? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Did you ask something? Oh, okay, good, good. It went.
No.
It kind of went quiet for a moment. I was like, did I miss something there?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in today. I hope to hear from you. Let me know how it goes with your PA admission forms, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, and have an amazing rest of the week.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. This is Messages from Above with Tony G. If you'd like, I have 5 books. All, each and every book was channeled, and they're all available on Amazon.com. If you just search my name in Amazon, Tony, T-O-N-I, Green, G-R-E-E-N-E. All of my books come right up. And again, each and every one of them was channeled. So yes, they're I love them, and I love reading them because I didn't necessarily create them. So next we're going to go directly to 630. Hello, 630. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Dion, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Hi, Dion. How are
you
today?
You're my call.
Absolutely. You're my neighbor. I'm in Wisconsin.
Oh, is it warm there?
Nah. Well, for it's, I consider like 70, 80 warm. So no, it's not warm. It's still in the 30s.
It's like almost 60 degrees right now out here.
Stop it. Well, I haven't been outside, but somebody told me it's only in the 30s today. So I think you're lucky to have almost 60 degrees there. That, how can you be right next to us and have 60? And I'm still stuck. I think we're still stuck in 30.
We're the lake
lucky
effect, that's why. I know, we're lucky.
Yeah.
I'm lucky today.
That's awesome. I love that. Love it, love it, love it. So how can I help you? Thank you for calling in, by the way. How can I help you today?
Yeah. I'd like to get some insight on stability, like my finances and housing.
Okay. So, you know, the first thing I'm here, let me give me just a second here. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question, and then from there I'm going to go, are you currently employed? Are you currently working?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, this is why I asked you, because there's something new for work coming in. Now, this might not be a full-time thing. This might be a thing that's on the side. I feel like this is like a side job, something you do above and beyond what you're already doing. And that's really going to help you get that footing that you've been looking for. You're going to have some, they're calling them critical moments in March, and this might be a financial thing, not like not a health thing, because we're talking about finances, but I feel like during the month of March you're going to have a couple of moments where it's touch and go for you. And what they're saying is that that's more emotional than it is practical. It's you thinking, I want to word this appropriately, like, oh my gosh, there, this is all falling apart, but it's really not. There's a net under you. You're going to be okay. Everything's going to work out. Now, the other thing they're saying is with this new work that is coming in, you're going to find some peace of mind. Whatever this new work is, it's going to be bringing you some peace of mind also. And you're really going to enjoy it. You're really, really going to enjoy it. And that is what they are saying about the finances. Now, by June, you should, given the fact that you do everything you need to do, and kind of they're saying cut your spending a little bit on the non-essentials, you're going to, by June, you'll be have much better footing. You'll be in a much better place. And June isn't that far off. June is not that far off. So that's not bad at all. So now what is your question about housing?
Yeah, so my lease is up pretty soon, and I just don't know if I should try to find another place to go or try to make it work where I'm at.
Okay, here's what they're saying. Now, I'm going to tell you what they're saying, but I'm also going to let you know you have free will, and it's up to you what you do. First and foremost, moving is really expensive. So if you decide to make that move, just be prepared for that because, you know, sometimes the move itself is what prohibits people. The cost of the move itself is what prohibits people from moving. They're saying not yet. Hold out a little bit. See if you can do a six-month lease rather than a full-on year again, or 5 months, or a month-to-month, so that you have the option to move near the end. They're telling me September, so that would be the end of summer, I think, into fall. They're saying September, if you're going to move, September would be a much better time for you to move. So maybe you can talk with whomever is in charge if you have to re-sign a lease about doing a month-to-month or doing it up until September. And just ask. It never hurts to ask if you can be on a month-to-month. Most leases automatically transfer to month-to-month, so you might not even need to worry about that. But what I would say is September is the month that shines the best for you to move. I feel like you'll find the perfect place in right around that time, that September-October time. You're going to find that perfect place for you to move into. That, and that place is much, much more manageable for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You are so welcome. I hope you have an absolutely amazing rest of the week, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, you are listening to Messages from Above with Tony G, available on iTunes, iHeart, and TuneIn. Also, of course, on Blog Talk Radio. You can get more information on me at tonig.info and on Facebook, of course. I'm on Facebook because, well, you just have to be now. Anyway, I'm going to go directly to the next caller, and that caller is 330 area code. Hello, how are you today?
Hi, this is Kim.
Hi, Karen. Where are you calling in from today?
Ohio.
Nice. How can I help you?
I called before Christmas, and I had a gentleman in mind. But I did listen to you and really think about it, and no, we were not right for each other, so we never started anything. So am I aligned now with my perfect life mate to come in?
You know what? In March, somebody's going to be coming in. Okay, here's – now, sometimes, you know, sometimes I'll tell people in March somebody's going to be coming in, and I don't – you know, it might not be the person that's going to be ever after. It's somebody who's coming in, and you're going to spend some time with them, and then they move on. Okay, so let me – I'm going to really fish around this and see what we have. But I'm going to tell you in March someone's coming in, and this person is temporary. Now, the important thing to know is those relationships that are not ever after – the people that come in, they're teachers for us. They teach us more of what we want or what we do not want. So it's really important to understand that we don't have to be with every person that we're with intimately, but we can learn a lot from them regardless. And if you want to be with them, I have no judgment. That's a personal call. But in March, somebody's coming in, and that person is going to be a temporary person in your life. They are going to be with, I see this having a lifespan of approximately 3 months. And then in June, and I just counted it out on my fingers. I went March, April, May, June. Okay. Then in June, the guy should be coming in. Okay. Now, I'm not going to tell you it's your ever after guy, because life is fickle and both two people are involved and there are choices that people make. But what I will tell you is this. The person coming in June is going to be a significant relationship. Now, when they say significant, my understanding of that is a more long-term partner, somebody who is you are going to learn a lot with this person. This is going to be a longer relationship, and you are going to have it's like a life partner, but I can't guarantee for life partner. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So what I want to say is that in March, someone's going to come in. This person, you will have a good relationship with them. You might even think this is the person and that the guidance that you're getting right now is wrong. And that's okay if you think that. It will last approximately 3 months. But then in June, this person is coming in, and this person is going to be a significant person in your life, okay?
Okay, and I have a lot of medical bills. Do you see money coming in to help me cover those?
Wait. I'm sorry. It's breaking up, and I could not hear you at all.
I have significant medical bills.
You know what, sweetie? Here's what I'm going to do. Last week, somebody called in, and this happened where it was very gargled and bubbly, and I couldn't hear them, and I tried to answer the question, and then they sent me a not-so-nice email afterwards telling me, you know, I was not able to answer their question the way they wanted it answered, and I couldn't understand them because of the gargling on the phone. So here's what I'm going to say. Can you please call back next week? And I will try to get you in again, but right now our connection has gone bad. And when you re-listen to this, you'll understand I can't make out any of the words you're saying. So I really want to apologize for that. And I hope that the next caller is much, much better. It's always before I take the next caller, I just want to say it is always, always my intention to do the best I can for everybody that calls in. I never, ever want to disappoint anybody or give them misleading information, but I do always give what I get, and that's just the way it works. I am going to go to caller 760. Hello, 760. Well, it's whirling. Hopefully it will come on very quickly. 760, are you there? We're going to try
Hello.
One more time. Okay.
Hello.
Hello. There you are. Okay. This is a much better connection. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you,
Tony.
So,
what's your name? Oh, you're welcome.
It's Victoria.
What's your name and where are you calling? Victoria. Wonderful. Victoria, how can I help you today?
Well, I am also reaching out to get a message about a significant relationship coming in for me.
Okay, Victoria. Ooh. Okay. I'm hearing two things for you, and, you know, you have such a dynamic and charismatic personality, and when it comes to relationships, you're kind of like me. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, that's fine, too.
Exactly.
Whatever. Okay. But then here I sit 6 years later going, if it happens, it happens. They want to tell you that, okay, so first they want you to know there is, you are in alignment to meet someone, and that is going to happen this year. And as a matter of fact, you are going to meet, you have the potential. Please listen to my wording very, very carefully. You
yes.
have the potential
yes.
to meet three people this year. Okay, so let's just mm-hmm. say you meet the first person and for some reason, you know, that just isn't what you're thinking is what you exactly want. You can move to the second person. Now, I'm not mm-hmm. going to tell you, you have to let that person go. We all have free will and choice. And I know of many situations where I tell people somebody's going to be coming in soon, but then what they do is they hold on to what they have until the next one comes in. It doesn't always work that way. And we have to be
right.
a vibrational match for what we want to bring in. This first person is coming in right around April, okay, mm-hmm. which is right around the corner kind of. So
yeah.
this first person is coming in right around April. And I feel like this is going to be, excuse the term, but kind of like a spring fling, but not necessarily with the, it's going to be a relationship that lasts through the spring, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there is going to be somebody right on the tail end of this relationship that comes in, and that one's going to last a little bit longer, and then in December, you're going to have the option to start another relationship, okay? Now, all three of these people have good characters, but not all of them are going to match up what you want in a relationship. The first one is kind of reinitiating you to that relationship protocol, if
Energy.
You will.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, thank you. And helping you get back on track. And the second one is really going to help you dive into looking at what you want and what you need to clear to get what you want. And then given the fact that you do all of that, the third one will be in alignment with what you want and where you want to be. Okay, so pay attention, pay extra special attention to I don't want to call them blocks, but the blocks in the relationships, like what's stopping it from taking that next step, and be really open to, okay, is this me just shutting it down because I feel like I don't care, or is it something that, is it a fear I haven't worked out yet? Okay, so, and then work on that, you know, meditate on it, or we can do a session where we clear those blocks away. Either way, just make sure that you're very open-minded and very open-minded to looking at what's his, yours, and ours sort of thing is what they're saying, okay? And don't worry about letting the first two go after you've learned what you want to or need to learn. And then just keep progressing, and by the time you get to that third one, you are going to be very excited about how far you've come in the process. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes, definitely. Absolutely.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I'm so happy that I could help you with this today. I'm so
yes,
happy that you called in. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. So the third one, if I understand you correctly, is something that really starts to come together and is more likely to be the significant one. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Now, given the fact that you do the work on the first and second one, by the time the third one comes in, and I'm hearing December again, right around that time, this person's going to come in, and that should be a significant life partner Okay.
Okay.
Now, there are guys we date, and we might date somebody for 6 months. We might go out with them for 6 months. That sounds like such a teenage term. We're going out. But the given the fact that you get to where you want to be for a relationship, ready, willing, able, letting go of those fears of being hurt again, whatever it may be, by December, this person should come in, and it might be a little bit sooner than it could come in. This partner could come in as soon as October, depending on how quickly you clear things. Yep. And then by December, it will be full on. Now, if you procrastinate or feel like it's not you, it's somebody else, it will take a little bit longer for this to happen and to come in and clear away. Okay?
Got it.
So I hope that makes sense and that you understand it and it's perfect. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much
for
calling
in. Thank you, Tony.
And one other quick little point. I'm hearing this, so I'm going to bring it up to you. They keep saying finances. Did you have a question about your finances? Yeah, okay. What's your question?
Yes.
Because they weren't letting me let you go. They were like, as I'm to say thank you for calling in, I'm so happy you did. They're like, no, finances.
That's so
funny. What is your
question they are,
about finances?
Okay, so finances is for me, will finances continue to increase throughout next year?
Yes. Okay, so what they are saying about your financial situation and what they want you to know is that it's going to get greater and greater, better and better. Keep letting it grow and don't have that don't feel like the other foot is going to drop.
Shoe's
going to
drop.
That's it.
The other
shoe's going to
drop,
Yeah, no, just
thank
build
you.
On
so
it.
So appropriate
keep,
for
stay,
me.
Yes, and stay in that energy that you're already in with this.
Good.
And don't worry about, like they're saying, don't worry, the other shoe is going to drop. It's not. You've got both of them on your feet firmly. Nothing's going to fall. Just keep moving forward in knowing and confidence, and you will be okay. Now, if you do happen to start faltering in this area or the fear or the nervousness gets to you, give me a call, and we'll clear whatever block.
Okay.
We'll set up a session and clear whatever is causing you to feel the other shoe will drop, or anytime it gets good, it's got something bad has to come down the pike.
Exactly.
Do you know what they're
saying?
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
Oh, Tony, I'm so happy I connected with you today. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome, and I am so grateful that you called in. I'm really happy that they could answer both of those questions for you and help you with both of them. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Take care. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Messages from Above with Tony G. And I just want to let you know that if you would like to watch any of my TV shows, you can go to my website, TonyG.info, TONIG.info. And I have a page that has my past television shows and radio shows. So you can click on any of them and listen to them. You can also watch them on any of my Facebook pages. And I have several Facebook pages, Psychic Medium, Tony G, and then one for each of my TV shows, Create a Life You Love, and then again, Psychic Medium, Tony G. I think I overuse Psychic Medium. That's all I can say. I really want people to know when they read it what it's about. And also any past episodes of Messages from Above. If you're listening to this on TuneIn, iTunes, iHeart, or Blog Talk, please follow. If you like it, follow so you know when I'm coming on again, which is every Monday at noon. Also, I'm thinking of starting a healing show on the radio, Blog Talk. If you think that's a good idea, if you'd call in for healings, please shoot me off a little note on my website and let me know that I should do that. I would love to do it, but only if it's wanted by others. I'm so grateful for you listening today and joining me here. I cannot wait until next week's show, which will be Monday at noon Central Time. I hope you have an absolutely amazing and prosperous week. Thank you again for listening in and joining me today. And have an amazing rest of the day.